Of course, the big story today has been the fact that Secretary Clinton left rather unceremoniously, having become overheated. We should say the weather has been horrific. Very hot, extremely humid temperatures. She was adorned in a long-sleeved coat, a pantsuit. And so what we will see here now is her getting into the car. She was a little bit unstable there. She was a little bit wobbly. That's, I think, an appropriate word to use. You could see right there. Again, she had become overheated. I couldn't even wear what I'm wearing now to be appropriately dressed to anchor a broadcast. I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt when I came in early this morning. It was that horrible, that weather.
She has an unbelievably challenging, taxing schedule that would be so physically for anybody, right? Let alone somebody who's her age. And frankly, standing for a long period of time, there is, you know, something that a fainting reflex that's called vasovagal syncope, which is not uncommon.
Sure.
With that excessive heat, if she didn't eat enough that morning or drink enough that morning, it could happen to anybody.
Yeah, it's eating. I mean, I know there are plenty of days that I will drink coffee and a fair amount of it, I might add, in the early mornings to get going. And then if you don't eat properly, that can set you off just right there.
Kids have been spinning up theories that she's not, in fact, in good health.
It is a rare occurrence that you and I discuss fashion when we're talking about politics, but I'm looking at what you are wearing. You've got short sleeves on. I can tell it's a light material. That is in direct contrast to what it appears Secretary Clinton was wearing. That blouse might even be a long sleeve blouse. I mean, put into perspective this weather out there, and if that's what she's wearing, I mean, that's just horribly uncomfortable.
That's a good point. And, you know, it was the start of the day, the sun beating down. So, and you talk to other folks who were there at the 9/11 memorial, they also say that it was pretty hot there as well.
She's in a dark suit, you know, long sleeved. It's not the kind of thing that you want to be wearing any inappropriate attire. So absolutely appropriate for the event, perhaps not so much, though, to combat the weather and the heat. The secretary is wearing a not only long sleeved suit jacket, but it is dark color. Of course, there are many of us who deal with the humidity of New York and up and down the East Coast and throughout the South, and you know that wearing lighter colors helps, breathable cotton, that sort of thing. And she was wearing a long jacket. We don't know the kind of material it was, but, and I'm certain not wanting to disrupt really the solemnity of the ceremonies downtown there, she probably tried to slip away as quietly as possible.
Her health has been an issue, and I can tell you that traveling with her nonstop, it has been no issue for her. It's all been rumor and speculation driven really by her opponents, by the Trump campaign.
And I guess the good point to make is that just a mere 2 hours later, there you see the secretary. She's walking out unassisted.
Exactly.
Waving, you know, able to say hello to a little girl. Okay, but clearly Mrs. Clinton walking on her own accord, unassisted, probably not feeling too well and wanting to seek some air conditioning given the horrible weather today while she was at the ceremony. Right. Well, it's clear that the secretary looked rather robust when she left, waving to the crowd, talking with that little girl. High humidity, pretty high temperatures the last few days, somewhat cooling off today, but it still has that pea soup feel. Everybody who is familiar with the East Coast and southern temperatures and weather, you'll know that this is a condition of the summer, and it is altogether unpleasant to try to endure.
That it was very humid here in New York this morning. The temperature was high. It's now, the temperature is much cooler, and there is a breeze.
I, for one, am thankful of that, because even coming into work early this morning, it just was ridiculously awful outside weather-wise.
Incredibly hot and humid here in the New York area for the last several days, and our folks at Ground Zero say certainly those were the conditions this morning when Secretary Clinton was taken away.